It had become the funniest joke of the war. Within hours of Adam Piore's Newsweek article appearing, the Internet was aflame with Barney torture-related wisecracks, such as, "An endless loop of the theme song from Titanic by Celine Dion would be infinitely worse. They'd confess everything within 10 minutes." And from a different discussion group, "I think 12 hours of Celine Dion would be needed on the really tough ones." A third discussion group I saw had the following message posted on it. "Why didn't they just go all out and play them some Celine Dion? Now that would be a cruel and unusual punishment." And so on. Celine Dion's theme from Titanic was, in fact, being played in Iraq, albeit in a different context. One of PSYOP's first jobs, once Baghdad had fallen, was to seize Saddam-controlled radio stations and broadcast a new message that America was not the great Satan. One way in which they hoped to achieve this was by playing "My Heart Will Go On" over and over. How could a country that produced melodies such as this be all bad? This sounded a lot to me like Jim Channon's vision of sparkly eyes and baby lambs. Adam Piore himself had told me that he was finding the impact of his Barney story quite baffling. "It has had a tremendous amount of attention," he said. "When I was in Iraq, my girlfriend called to tell me she'd seen it scroll across the CNN ticker. I didn't believe her. I thought there must be some mistake. But then Fox News wanted to interview me. Then I heard it was on the Today Show. Then I saw it in Stars and Stripes." "How did they report it?" I asked him. "As humorous," said Adam. "Always as humorous. It was sort of outrageous to be in this shithole, up on the border in an abandoned train station, totally uncomfortable, unable to take showers, sleeping on cots. And when we finally got cable a couple of days later, scrolling across the screen is this Barney story." Kenneth Roth of Human Rights Watch could read the mood. He realized that if his responses to the journalists were overly austere, it would seem as if he wasn't getting it. He would sound like a sourpuss. So he said to journalists, myself included, "I have small kids. I can understand being driven crazy by the Barney theme song. If I had to have 'I love you, you love me' played at high decibel over and over for hours, I might be willing to confess to anything as well." And the journalists laughed, but he would quickly add, "And I wonder what else is going on in those shipping containers while the music is being played. Perhaps the prisoners are being kicked around. Perhaps they're naked with a bag on their head. Perhaps they're chained and hanging upside down." But the journalists rarely, if ever, included those possibilities in their stories. By the time I met Kenneth Roth, he was clearly sick of talking about Barney.